UFO Reporting Center?
Yes. Hi, I've got your number from March Air Force Base.
Yes.
Oh, I live in Anza, California.
Yes.
And, you know, I've never had any of these things, experiences, or seen anything like this, and that's why I'm really concerned about this. There's a couple of, last week, twice in one week, my daughter, in fact, that's 6 years old, seen this weird thing. But I was talking to March Air Force Base, but I'm really kind of concerned, is it their helicopters or isn't it? Because I was telling my husband about the things I was seeing, and he said, oh, it's just something March Air Force is doing, and I called, and they said they weren't. And today the newspaper came out, our newspaper of our town came out with UFO sighted in Anza. So I'm not the only person, but I've never said anything to anyone because I don't want no one to think I'm crazy, you know? And this is really weird because it's like 2 days apart of seeing these things, and it's really weird. It's hovering right to the back of my property, this weird thing up in the sky.
Okay, what did it look like?
Well, what I seen was my daughter spotted it out to me as we were driving up a road in the sky with a very bright light, unusual color. It looked like a golden, they called it the golden star, orangish gold color. And then I was just stunned by it, and I was just staring at it, stopped in my vehicle, and it started to move. Like, it was real weird. It was like, you know, it was like moving real slow. I mean, very, very slow. And it had lights down each side of it, like a triangle.
Yes.
And then next thing I know, and I didn't take my eyes off the damn thing. It was gone. It was just gone, and I got scared. I just hauled. I was real close to my house. I just gasped it. I got in my house, and I was just really scared. And my husband was watching a baseball game. I didn't want to call him where he was at because I didn't want to feel like an ass. But this is a really weird thing. It's because my daughter, 2 days later, I was on the telephone. I wouldn't answer her. Hello?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
Anyways, and she was looking out the window, and I didn't pay any attention to her. Can you hold on a minute? It's another line. Otherwise, it'll bug me.
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyways, and I didn't pay any attention to her, and she said, there it goes. And I said, what was it, Monique? Because I just hung up the phone. I was walking into my living room. She said, I don't know. It was weird looking. It was funny, Mommy. And I didn't pay any more attention to it. I thought, God, this is too much. I got kind of spooked. And then I said, Vic, you know, I'm getting really serious about to talk to you about something. Don't think I'm nuts. And so I was talking to him about it. He sat my daughter down. She's 6 years old. She's not an imaginator. She's a bright child. And he sat her down and had her draw him a picture. And the picture he drew her is just devastated us and scared us. It was like, God, maybe that whatever that was we seen the first time was something 2 days later came back in the same area. And it was round, what she drew, with a square opening to the bottom of it. And she said, these things, I watched them come out, Mommy, and they were long and they were round at the bottom. And it had, she drawed balls all around the thing as lights. She said they were golden lights.
You mean that something was launched from this object?
Yeah, something came out of it. She's not a liar. She's not a man. She's a very good daughter. I mean, I'm not conceited about my daughter, but I'm just trying to tell you the type of child she is. And it shocks me. I'm really shocked because here my husband says, you're not crazy because look at the newspaper. He knew I'd be shocked. And it says UFO sighted in Anza. And it says all the dates and the times. And it's exact times, exact dates of what I've been seeing. And I talked to March Air Force Base, and they said, well, President Reagan and Bush was down in this area. And there was special aircraft. They were helicopters that were patrolling the air all last week. And he said, maybe it could be nothing more than that. And I said, I don't know, but my daughter drew me a picture, and I'm just stunned. She doesn't know the last thing about UFOs, Martians, weird ships. She can identify an airplane and identify a helicopter. We have them all around us.
Okay.
We've got, you know, March Air Force Base that flies our big planes right through our valley.
Okay, when did she see this one that launched an object?
She's seen it, what is today?
28th.
Friday. It was last Monday.
24th.
It was last Monday. And it,
like, about what time?
It was evening. It was about 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
In the evening.
Now, did she say how many objects were launched from it?
Two. She said there was two. She said one was coming out, one was out, you know, and she said one was coming out. She only drew two. And she called them the color of, they were, she said, Mommy, I couldn't see the color, but the bottom thing was golden. And she, it's round, what she's drawing. It's a long thing, and it's round, and it's lit up, apparently.
You mean it's like a tube?
It's a tube.
Okay.
And it's a round object at the end of this tube, she's telling me. Telling me and my husband, and we kept the thing. I said, Vic, I'm going to go down my Air Force Base and tell him, look, you know.
Was this close to her? Or distant?
She said, which was close. See, we have a 3.5-acre parcel.
Yes.
And our house is in the front of the parcel, and it was across in the parcel next to us, which is close. And she pointed up in the air, and she said, Daddy said, how far? She said, oh, 5 feet, but she doesn't know footage. She's guessing. But she pointed directly to the same place as where we seen it the last time. And that's what really bothers me. It really scares me.
Now, was there any estimate of distance between her?
No, she couldn't identify really.
Okay.
She said, it was just right there, Daddy, just right there sitting. And it's just really weird because, you know, I moved in this house 2 years ago, and she was 4 at the time, and she was looking out our front window, and I paid no mind to her again, which I swear I never do again. And she kept yelling for me from the kitchen, Mommy, Mommy, come here, look at this thing in the air. And I wouldn't pay no mind to her, and it was evening. It was the same time, you know. We go to bed by 9:30, 10, and it was somewhere in that time, you know, before that bedtime. And I swear, I wonder if Ben, if she's seen something weird. I seen it myself, a weird object, and it just vanished. I mean, it literally vanished in front of my eyes. And what was so scary is I got in my house, and I locked my doors. I was really scared. And I turned around. I have this big picture window in my dining room, and I looked out, and the same damn big light we first seen was directly across from me. It, like, disappeared from the back, the front, the back of my property to the front of my property. And I said, where did that go? And my kids were looking out. We were driving our van, looking out all the windows, and we couldn't find the thing. And I didn't know what it was. It just kind of spooked me. And I'm just kind of concerned about what this is all about.
Okay.
And there's people in this paper. I'm reading what the people have seen. And it's all the same time. And the paper is saying they're identifying the same thing.
That's today's paper?
This is today's paper, Friday, October 28, 1988, and it comes out a week later. It's a very small town we live in.
That's a weekly, then?
Yes, it's a weekly paper. Could you tell me one thing? Are these things really real? Does this exist in our world?
Oh, yes.
It's really true, then?
Very definitely.
God, it just really shocks me. I'm kind of scared because I'm home late. And it's just, we've seen so much, and apparently I'm not the only one, so I know I'm not nuts now. My daughter, whatever she is seeing, she is describing something very bizarre looking. She, you know, all kids have an imagination, but she is very, when she tells you something, she tells you straight to the point. She doesn't sit there. A lot of kids, I have a 4-year-old that is just totally an exaggerator. You couldn't believe her for nothing. She even has a story pattern, you know. But this is really weird. She came to me with this, you know, and she always has.
Well, has she any interest in space travel or
no,
anything like that?
No, nothing. She don't even know anything about it.
Okay.
She doesn't. In fact, last night they watched E.T. for the first time. She really doesn't know anything, which really shocks me and makes me to believe she's seen something out there.
Okay. And where did you get our number?
I got your number from March Air Force Base.
Okay.
Because I talked to a lady and was telling her, she said, you know, I really advise you to call this number, but I will have you talk to my watch commander. And he's the one that told me that President Reagan and Bush was in the area, so the air was being patrolled, and they do have certain equipment, helicopters with lights.
Right.
But he didn't satisfy me, you know, especially with my daughter drawing this picture. It's very unusual. And for her just to draw something. And, she, you know, she identified everything.
Okay, well, we sure appreciate you reporting that. And if we get any more information on this, we'll let you know.
Yeah, if you do, in case there is something around here, I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't know anything about this. And I really just always wrote it off as, wasn't. I mean, I couldn't believe it could be true. But as you say, it's really a true fact.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.